Hi, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. The other day, some Martin County folks gathered at the Stewart Heritage Museum to visit and catch up. Leona Luckhart ranked as the most senior member of the group. She's almost 93 and has lived in Stewart since 1925. At that time, the building the museum's in was a Stewart Mercantile Store. Later, it was Stewart Feed Supply. Mrs. Luckhart remembers visiting when she was a child.
The man that owned the place had a big turtle, huge turtle. And he would let us ride on its back.
Do you have a little pond for it out front or what?
No, we kept it in the back room. Just brought it out when we came in.
You were telling me that your father used to come here to buy chicken feed.
Yes, we had about 5 chickens. And I was scared to death of the chickens. But sometimes I would have to go out and gather the eggs. Terrified. It was during the Depression. And we didn't have a lot of money at that time.
You said you were terrified of chickens. How come?
I had a chicken peck my toe, and the roosters used to jump on us.
Did the chickens ever get slaughtered and end up on the dinner table?
Many times, and my mama would cry, because she always had her favorites.
Who did the slaughtering?
A neighbor. My dad did one time, and he said never again. He was chicken-hearted.
That was the chicken he had grown close to?
Right.
Now, Saturday night in Stewart was grocery shopping night, you were telling me.
My parents always came to town on Saturday night, as all other parents did, and they would all gather at my grandfather's sweet shop.
That was Rue's sweet shop?
Right.
While your parents were doing the grocery shopping, did you get to sample candy in the sweet shop?
We didn't dare eat the candy. Grandpa would charge us for it.
In 1929, Mrs. Luckhart and her parents moved to a new neighborhood called Casa Terrace. Now it's close to US 1 in the center of Stewart.
We called it the Boondocks at that time. It was way out. We always had cats and dogs. When we first came here, my dad got us a tiny alligator, and we had a raccoon, a baby raccoon. Those were pets. I've got pictures of those. The alligator, we kept it in a wash tub, but we didn't keep him long because he was growing fast.
You took him out to a swamp somewhere, I bet.
Threw him in the canal, and the raccoon, we raised him until he was 3 years old. During the hurricane, the windows blew out in our house, and he got away. The neighbor boy found him, didn't know he was our pet, and he killed him and skinned him.
Your menagerie, how do they coexist with the chickens?
We didn't have the chickens till later.
They were not really pets.
They were my mother's pets.
You still live in the same neighborhood that your parents brought you to in 1929.
It has really grown, and I wish it was like it was back then. There were 2 houses, the little house that we lived in, and next door was a man who started that neighborhood.
Sounds like a boom-era development, Casa Terrace.
That's what it was.
A lot of memories in that neighborhood for you.
I wish I could go back. Being 93 years old, I wish I could go back.
I've been talking with Leona Luckhart at the Stewart Heritage Museum, which she used to visit with her father to get chicken feed 80 years ago.
A long time ago. I can barely remember it.
The Stewart Heritage Museum at 161 Southwest Flagler Avenue is marking its 20th anniversary this year. The building dates back to 1901. It's one of the earliest commercial buildings in the area. Don't forget, you can listen to past Flora Day shows anytime by going to WQCS.org. Click on Audio Archives. For 88.9 FM, this is Janie Gould.